From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Rwandans welcome the long sentences given to media workers who incited genocide there. But first, in Afghanistan, there was an explosion today near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. The blast occurred during a visit to Afghanistan by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. No casualties are reported, but the incident underscores the challenge of restoring stability in Afghanistan, even 2 years after American-led forces ousted the Taliban. Pamela Constable is the Washington Post's bureau chief in Kabul. She joins us now by phone from her office there. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. What more can you tell us about this explosion and who might be behind it?
Well, I've talked to people at the U.S. Embassy and from the International Peacekeeping Force here tonight, and they've confirmed that it was a rocket, in fact, that landed in an empty field, but it's not an unusual occurrence. I mean, there are a variety of groups and militias that have, motives to want to undermine the sense of stability and order, but almost always it proves impossible to find out actually who fired it.
So it wasn't time to coincide with Donald Rumsfeld's visit, you don't think?
I'm fairly certain, given recent history, that we will never know, but there are several reasons to imagine groups who want to sabotage stability here would choose today, one of which is that this week marks the beginning of voter registration and elections for the Constitutional Assembly, which is going to hopefully ratify a new constitution and prepare for presidential elections in the coming months. For the country at large, the beginning of elections here, it's a very strong defiance of everything that terrorists would not want to see succeed in a country like this.
And what was the purpose of Defense Secretary Rumsfeld's visit?
The purpose of the visit was to reinforce the idea of that there is consistent, continued American support for the Karzai government, particularly for its efforts to extend central authority into the countryside. And the main thing that Secretary Rumsfeld did while he was here today was to visit the city of Mazar-e-Sharif, where two militia leaders have been fighting it out, and now the government of Mr. Karzai is trying to get them to give up all their weapons, including artillery and tanks. And I think Mr. Rumsfeld sent a message that the Americans strongly support what the government here is trying to do.
Pamela Constable is the Washington Post bureau chief in Kabul. Thanks so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.